something on the top of it where it's sawed in such a fashion that it looks like a spear on top.
But it has to have that little point on top?
Right.
To be a picket fence?
To be a picket fence.
And what do you call each one of those things there?
Individual pickets, I guess.
And now in a picket fence, do you nail them on there or do you weave them in there?
The type that I'm familiar with would have been nailed on.
Have you ever seen a woven woven wooden fence?
I believe so, but I'm not sure how it was constructed, only at a distance.
Would you know what kind of fence that would be?
I would just call it another picket fence, I guess.
And what about other kinds of wooden fences? Like, what kind of fences did they use on the farm before they had a wire?
I guess the only other one that I would be familiar with would be a rail type fence.
And what would that be? Is that one kind, or is that a variety that has a lot of subdivisions, or what?
I guess it'd be just called a rail fence, and it would be just pieces of rough, tack lumber which were laid intermittently. They were generally laid, at the best I remember, at maybe right angles to one another, so they had a zigzag appearance. And I don't know why they did this, because it would take about three times as many rails to go in that zigzag fashion as it would in a straight fashion. But I guess it was to give them strength, probably.
Do they overlap on the ends?
Yeah.
How's that made? I mean, how would that kind of fence be made? If it's zigzag, but what would each of those things be? The rails?
It would be really, it would be almost an individual log. Or just a piece of rough wood. That was split out of a tree, maybe.
But it's split.
Right.
And would they be nailed to a post? Would they overlap, or would they be just balanced on one another, or what?
I think primarily they'd be balanced on one another, and that might have been the theory behind the zigzagging process, that you didn't have to use any nails or any type of structure to tie them together. Maybe this serves that purpose.
Now, did you ever see an extension like built on top of the rail fence that might just be built to save lumber, but it keep the fence high enough to hold in big animals? Some built over the top of the fence?
I don't believe so.
And what if you saw a fence or a wall or something like that built out of rock or stone? What would you call that?
I guess a stone fence.
And did you say you had chickens on the farm?
Yeah, I've been exposed to them before. But I don't have any now.
Well, did you ever put some in the nest to make the hen start laying? The fooler?
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
Chicken nest or hen nest, I guess is the term that we use for it.
That you put down in the nest?
Oh, the egg that is put there.
Now, do you use a real egg for that?
Yeah, we did.
Have you ever seen anything else used?
I don't guess so.
Well, what's your best dishes in your what? Your wife's good
china.
And did you ever see a china egg?
No, I don't believe I did.
But just made out of a, what would you call it if you saw one?
An egg? A false egg? Yeah.
Was that what you called it?
Yeah.
What about what I said?